I'm not very fast, and I usually do walk run intervals, which means I'll run for several minutes and then walk a minute. And so, because of this, I don't consider myself a real runner.
There's a group that you wanted to become a part of to get over this hurdle, feel like a real runner. And it's kind of an interesting and a quirky group, the Birmingham Track Club. Tell me more about the club.
So, the Birmingham Track Club has been around since the 70s, but it has evolved over the years. And now it has such a wide variety of runners, people with various paces and various running goals. And they also have a challenge called the 1200 Mile Club. And with this, you try to run 1200 miles in a year. And so I have decided to take on this challenge because I feel that if I can accomplish this, then I will be a real runner.
What makes Birmingham a running town?
I think that Birmingham is such a great place for runners because people are so nice. It's not intimidating at all. So if you don't feel like a real runner, no one's going to shame you for that. And when I was talking to different people on this run with the Birmingham Track Club, that was something that people said again and again. When I asked them, well, what do you feel like makes Birmingham's running community unique?
One of the women in the track club that you met is Catherine Deese.
Yes, so I really enjoy my chat with Catherine because, like me, she too had been running for a while but didn't consider herself a real runner.
People would say, "Oh, you're a runner." And I'm like, no, I'm not a runner. I just didn't feel like I could say that I was a runner yet. And then I heard about this 1200 mile club and I was like, if I do that, I can call myself a runner. So that's where it really started for me.
And so, were you successful in meeting the 1200 mile challenge?
I was. And for a non-runner at the time, it was a challenge because you really need to average about 23 to 26 miles a week, which is not much once you start running regularly, but in the beginning it is. So yeah, it was a big challenge because you get the flu and you can't run for 2 weeks and then you're behind. So but it keeps you going.
Another person I met on this Saturday was a woman named Karen West, and she was so much fun to talk to. She had not completed the 1200 mile challenge, and talking to her about that was hilarious. Have you ever attempted the 1200 mile club?
That would be a no, because right now I'm at about 40 to 50 miles a month, and I think I'm rocking it pretty good. But 100 miles a month, that makes my feet hurt.
So give me a sense, as someone who doesn't run, only away from things, if absolutely necessary, what do you need to do in a year to run 1,200 miles?
Well, I talked to Alex Morrow, who is the president. Now he's the president of the Birmingham Track Club. And we talked about a lot of the things that people need to keep in mind. So first of all, you have to have good shoes. Because if you just pull out your old tennis shoes from 10 years ago and slap those on and go for a run, you're going to feel awful because you're in these horrible shoes and you're going to never want to run again. And cross training is very important too. So when you think, oh, I need to run 1200 miles, you think, well, that's the only thing that I'm going to do for fitness is just run because that's the only way I'm going to get these miles in. And that is actually a very easy way to end up injured.
What are some of the good running spots that you've been recommended as not a newbie runner, but someone who is new to this 1200 mile challenge?
Right. I run at the Lakeshore Trail, and that's my favorite. But also, Jemison Park has a great trail as well. In fact, the Birmingham Track Club worked to get a water fountain installed there so that it would be easier for runners to run there. So that's another great place. The other thing about Birmingham, and some people may say that this is a bad thing, but this is actually a good thing if you're trying to get stronger, is that Birmingham is very hilly, as you know. And so while that is challenging, by running those hills, you are really helping to build up your strength, and it's really going to help with your training.